In this podcast, we're going to be talking about how can you know who to trust. This is an energy update for 5/16, and we're going to be talking about some important things right now. This is on who to trust, like, you know, which spirit guides, you know, which tips, which strategies, who to listen to. It's important to understand that you live in your own universe. Everyone lives in their own universe. So everyone lives in one universe that is their universe, that is not necessarily coexisting with someone else's universe. As weird and strange as that may sound, you live in your own world and everyone else lives in their own world. So we're not actually playing in each other's worlds. We are kind of like playing with the hallucination of the other characters. Now, the small micro details of how this kind of comes into play, I don't really understand. But what it seems like is, like, people create the realities in their internal, and then, like, kind of like a robot NPC version of them is put into a hallucination fantasy world. It's kind of like sparring practice. That's kind of what I feel like. This whole universe that we live in is kind of like sparring practices. You create your internal, and then you become like a kind of like a robot version of that, kind of like an automatic version of it. And then when they interact with your spirit or the kind of the NPC version of you, that's what they're seeing. That's the byproduct of it. So if you want to know who to trust, you really have to listen to the vibes. What vibes do you feel when you are listening to this person speak? Are they uplifting you? Are they encouraging you? If not, then they gotta go. Okay. If you don't feel like you're being improved with their vibes, then that's obviously a big indicator that that person's not for you. Now, there's certain vibes that are just not compatible, so you have to find the vibe that is your vibe. I guess it's kind of like finding your tribe, you could say. Your tribe is always going to be bringing you up in vibrations. Because your tribe wants more or less the same thing that you want. They want you to win, because when you win, they are winning too. Because your tribe, you're not competing with your tribe. It's an inner and outer relationship where you're putting it in and it gets dropped to the ground. This stuff is very complicated. So your inner world creates your outer world. And I'm not going to go into the other details because this stuff gets fucking technical. You want to go in a direction where you feel that presence of, like, wow, I'm heading in the right direction, and you will feel it. It is a very intuitive thing, and you will feel the vibe of someone that, hey, this is someone that I should follow. You'll feel it on an intuitive level. Vibes has nothing to do with a conscious understanding. We transmit information through vibes a lot faster than words and communication, because the words that we use really is just a kind of small print of who we are, whereas the vibes contain our very essence of who we really are. So when you feel someone's presence with the vibes, you're getting a better idea of who they really are than words could ever explain. This is why someone concurs and you will feel, you know, some positivity, because it's not coming from a place of hate or spite. When you feel love, when you feel a person who's bringing you up is making you happy, this is the people that you want to follow. These are the people that you want to stick to, because this is your tribe. Your tribe, I'm thinking, is actually really another reflection of yourself too. I think that the whole universe is really just yourself, honestly, in kind of like different kind of levels of consciousness. I think the whole universe just might be very, very well be yourself, and you gotta instruct. Okay, I'm gonna go into that in another video. Anyways, this has been John Amarillo on, you know, who to listen. Focus on the vibes that you are feeling. If the vibes feel right, the vibes never lie. Thank you so much for watching. This has been John Amarillo. Until next time.